If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio, and it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. And as we do on Wednesdays, we'll take a look at the practice reports from around the league. Start off in New Orleans, where Jarvis Landry, who just returned last week against the Steelers, his first game back.
That was his first game back, yeah.
Well, he was limited on Wednesday with that ankle injury.
It probably isn't a big deal. Yeah. But still, that team with injuries this year is unbelievable.
Dennis Allen did say that Andy Dalton will start in Week 11 against the Rams.
And I don't know if you caught this, but he said Jameis still wasn't healthy. And he didn't imply it's Jameis' job, but he's been dressing, but he's not 100%. So they're sticking with Dalton, who hasn't been bad. But with where they're at, I mean, and all their cap stuff going forward, I already know the answer on Dalton. I want an answer on Jameis to see if we can win with this guy or not.
Yeah, for sure. Ezekiel Elliott, I believe, was limited on Wednesday. I would think he comes back and plays this week. They play the Vikings.
Probably.
They can't afford to lose another game.
Right, after that loss.
They fall to 6-4. Then they get the short week coming back to play the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Buy or sell him or Pollard? I worry that it's now's the height of Pollard's value.
Oh, without a doubt. I sold him last week.
That's probably the time to do it.
It's going to be a timeshare.
I mean, he's so much better, but that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
They're paying Zeke a ton of money. He's Jerry Jones' favorite.
He's a stalwart. He's good protection.
And I get it. I mean, Pollard's, I don't think, is an every down guy.
Right. And there's a locker room to think about, too.
Right.
Zeke's a leader. And I mean, I get it.
Yeah. I think, you know, it probably ends up being a 50-50 split the rest of the way, which doesn't do anybody any good for fantasy
purposes. And Pollard should get 2/3 or 70%.
Right. Mark Ingram did not practice on Wednesday. He's dealing with an ankle for the Saints.
I don't think that moves the needle much.
Their backups are Jordan Howard and Dwayne Washington.
I thought they cut Howard today.
Did they cut him today?
Maybe. And I can't remember if they picked somebody up or not. But, I mean, it's a disaster.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
DeVonta Smith limited in Wednesday's practice for the Eagles, as was A.J. Brown.
Yeah, and Goddard's out.
And they just put Goddard on IR, which means he's out 4 weeks.
Wow.
You're not going to have Goddard the rest of the fantasy regular season.
He might be out for the year, too.
Yeah.
The playoffs, I'm sure, will be back or whatever.
But don't cut him, folks.
No, tight end's so lean.
It's unless you absolutely have to do it, or maybe your league has an IR spot.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut that guy, and then
pick him up a minute,
and he comes back for the playoffs,
you just
flipped the balance of power in your league.
You did, and he's not even Kelsey, but he's an every week starting tight end, and a little more than that, but that's unbelievably valuable.
Yeah,
you know.
But I know it's tough. He's out for 4 weeks. But even if you're, let's say you're 3-7 right now. Well, I can't use him the rest of the week. I'm just going to cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. I mean, maybe you get more news that it's a week from now. It's like, oh, he's looking good. He'll be back right after the 4-week stretch. Or then he'll be real happy about it.
Right. I mean, I think they put him on IR just because they needed the roster spot because mm-hmm. they had some other stuff going on.
Yeah, and what's crazy nowadays is tight end handcuffs. You know, we talked about this, like, likely to Andrews. Kind of exists now. You know, like, I picked up McBride in our league because Ertz got hurt and there's nothing else out there.
Yeah.
I don't think the Eagles have one, though.
They don't. No, yeah, they get some blocking guys. Let's talk about that real quick. So it's Devontae Smith. It's A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. Where do those targets go? Do they use more Kenneth Gainwell? Does Quez Watkins get a bump?
Quez Watkins kind of in exciting.
Yeah.
And he's more of a deep threat guy, but who's the other one they had that was a Colt forever? Or not forever, but for a couple years. They have a guy that's been around the block, a name we'd know. But
yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can't think of it, though.
I mean, if he has to play, be okay.
Yeah.
Does this help Hurts? Does he run more? I think it hurts him just because of the passing.
You lose a little bit, yeah.
I mean, those three are a good trio.
Yeah. Interesting news coming out. Of course, the Packers host the Titans Thursday night.
Mm, yeah.
No Devondre Campbell for the Packers. Now, it's a linebacker. They already struggle stopping the run. He's their best linebacker.
He is, and he's also really influences passing lanes. He's a good coverage player. They're giving him big money, and he's earned it. And they're already out with Gary. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you never hesitate to play Henry, but it could be a big Henry day.
Yeah, and he's going to get some extra time off here coming out of this game. I wonder if,
where's that one at?
It's in Green Bay.
Okay. It could be the running back battle. I mean, Aaron Jones is going to be the foundation of their offense.
Yeah. Romeo Doubs has been ruled out for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have
picked up Christian Watson. It's worth your time.
Yeah. Our typical Giants injury report day here.
All their receivers are hurt.
Yeah, Kenny Golladay was limited in Wednesday's practice.
He did play a whole game.
Yeah, he made it through a game, ran about 12 routes.
right.
I can't do it. I can't go today, Coach.
I mentioned to you before we went on the air that I noticed Wandell Robinson ran the most routes of all the Giants receivers, 18.
Yeah, and then he missed today's practice with a hamstring injury.
So, of course, he got hurt running 18 routes, right.
I wonder if it's a turf there. People Although the Jets don't seem to have the same issue.
But people do complain about that turf more than any other one.
Maybe the worst in the league, yeah. Devontae Parker with a knee injury was limited in Wednesday's practice for the Patriots.
They're coming off a bye, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize there was something with him.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill with the ankle issue, not on the final injury report for that Thursday night game.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's good, but he doesn't. He's not usable.
The only way you use him is in double quarterback leagues. And
super flex.
Even
like
then,
that.
You don't want to use him.
Are you any interest in Treylon Burks off the waiver wire? I mean, he's the de facto one.
In deep, deep leagues.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't throw the ball enough, and they don't want to throw the ball.
No, they don't.
Yeah. The Titans promoted Josh Lambeau from their practice squad.
Oh, yeah, they did make a kicker.
He will kick. Randy Bullock dealing with a calf injury that he suffered in pregame warmups last week. And so Lambeau probably kicks for them this week. So
I mean, I'm guilty of this once in a while. I just leave my kicker in there and don't think about it.
don't take a zero. That,
especially on a Thursday night, you know.
The Titans did waive Chris Conley.
Really? Okay.
Veteran receiver.
He was a good tester.
Jamal Williams, with an illness, did not practice Wednesday. Does Swift finally get a chance this week? And we just mentioned that Giants' run defense is not good.
It's not good, right. I mean, that's a fantasy bonanza, potentially, for Barkley, for Jones, not the receivers, of course.
If I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm scheming against the Giants,
yeah,
I put 12 guys at the line of scrimmage and dare them to throw the football.
Especially with their pass catchers.
Yeah.
Like, Jones is okay.
Show me what you got.
Yeah. I mean, he throws like 15 balls a game, too.
Yeah.
Because nobody runs their routes and they just handle it. I mean, it's all Barkley. I mean, Jones runs a lot.
Yeah. Mark Andrews with the shoulder coming back off of that. Mm-hmm. He practiced on Wednesday, so that looks like
I assume it's all systems
a step
go.
In the right direction. Yeah.
Boy, is he valuable right now. Already had his
Oh, my
bye.
Goodness.
Right,
yeah.
right. I mean, I might give you Barkley for him straight up.
Keenan Allen, he practiced today.
Wow.
At least at individual drills, as did Mike Williams.
So I think there's optimism around both.
They play the Chiefs this week. Like, this is do or die for them.
It is do or die, and it's going to be bombs away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not established a run.
You want to talk about a fantasy bonanza game?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, if those guys play, you're throwing them right back in the lineup.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
Herbert needs it.
I don't need to see what they look like. No, they're going to. I know what that looks like.
I know Everett's fighting something, too.
So,
I mean, there's lots of opportunity.
Absolutely.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Which one do you favor more down the stretch, Williams or Allen?
Did Allen get old on us without us knowing?
We don't know.
That's what I mean. I mean Williams didn't. Allen's more consistent. I guess Allen. I mean, the trust is
high. He just gets peppered with targets.
Yeah, he's so good.
I mean, Williams, we've seen that game before. Like, he'll have huge games and then do very little
very
next
little.
Week.
I mean, I'd love him to be a Steeler. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's very talented, but there's some of that aspect to him. So in fantasy drafts, did Allen go ahead of Williams? I remember them being pretty close.
They were
close.
Pretty close, okay. Yeah. They were pretty close.
I don't know my attitude's changed much since then.
Yeah.
Who I prefer. It's a good question.
I know who does need that to happen.
Herbert,
in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
Coach Saley might, too. Keep his
job.
Right.
Absolutely. The Arizona quarterback situation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Marquise Brown. He got activated.
He got activated today.
Yeah.
But
who can throw him the ball if he ever comes back?
Kyler Murray still day-to-day with that hamstring issue.
Mm-hmm.
And now Cliff Kingsbury today called Colt McCoy with a knee injury day-to-day.
Are they Monday night, too?
Yes.
I thought so, because I was setting
so
my lineup.
So you can't even,
and,
like,
right.
say, okay, I'll pick up this guy and maybe start. No.
Right. So, like, here's the dilemma. Is in this Dynasty League, I have Kyler's my number one quarterback, and he's been good, and I'm going to have him for a long time. But I had to pick up Heinicke last week, and I have Zach Wilson, who was on bye.
You had to grab a Heinicke.
Right. So I probably have to start Heinicke this week because I know he's playing. Like,
yeah.
Or
and they're
someone.
Playing. They're playing Houston. They may run the ball 72 times in that game.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if Kyler will run if he has a hamstring, too. Probably not.
Probably
when
not.
He's at all
and they play
right,
the 49ers.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the Washington. I got
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah.
Washington plays Houston. The
Kyler plays the 49ers yeah. if he plays at all. Yeah, so I'll probably just like throw Heinicke
you
in.
Don't, and it doesn't do you any good if you're Cliff Kingsbury to send Kyler Murray out there if he can't run.
If he can't run, right. No.
And now he can't defend himself, particularly against that defensive unit.
Right.
Like,
it flies around.
Jerry messy. Judy with the ankle injury did not practice on Wednesday.
Not as bad as people thought, though.
Like, no.
He might miss a game.
Yeah, maybe two at most, mm-hmm. but yeah, certainly not as bad
Does
as it
Sutton
seems.
Get a bump?
Ooh, I don't want to start any Broncos.
No,
not
no,
one.
No,
not a
no.
single one.
Right. And the running back.
Well, except for Dulcich.
Awful.
Dulcich in,
no,
in, today, in today's tight end world.
He's a top 12.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But nobody else. Sutton, no. I guess, if you had to.
I mean, there's worse things, but you probably won't be happy about it.
No. They do play the Raiders.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a little more encouraging, but their offense is bad.
It's
bad,
broken.
Bad.
It's broken.
And the backfield's a disaster, too. Like, I'm going to cut Edmonds in my one league. Like, I've held this guy all week. I mean, he's useless. He doesn't even play.
Yeah, even when he played, he was useless.
Right, yeah.
Gus Edwards returned to practice on Wednesday for the Baltimore Ravens.
Some of these Ravens, have you Edwards, Andrews?
I mean, what do they do?
At, team a
what
bit.
Do they do at running back here?
I think they lean on Edwards.
I think so as well.
I just think his
everybody
style
hates
is what
the Drake.
Like. Yeah, yeah. He'll get mixed in, but not much.
Yeah, I think Edwards jumps right back into being mm-hmm. RB2.
Yeah, exactly. Reliable. Yeah. You know,
18 carries.
Long.
They're playing Carolina this week.
Yeah.
Carolina's not very good.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of the Ravens, this is a shock. DeSean Jackson with a hamstring did not practice on Wednesday. How many times has that been written in
right.
the last decade?
Cut, paste, and now he's old. You know, right, yeah, a million times.
Yeah.
I think he appeared in one game as a Raven.
Yeah.
And I think he ran like five routes and then he got hurt.
Nathaniel Hackett said Kendall Hinton with a shoulder injury is day-to-day. Occasionally, KJ Hamler with a hamstring is going to miss a few weeks.
Mm. They could use KJ Hamler.
It's all Sutton, and it's going to be Sutton and Dulcich.
Yeah,
and
the more
and
I
nobody
think
else.
About it, yeah. And then you said they're playing the Raiders.
Yeah, who can you
it's
can throw
so
all over
right.
the place? Yeah,
sure. Russell Wilson isn't what he used to be, but he's still a professional quarterback.
I mean, he's got
He'll
two targets,
guys.
Two,
yeah,
targets
two targets
to funnel it to.
And the backs don't catch many passes. No, those are probably better starts than I thought.
You talked about Marquise Brown. Now he has just been. They opened his 21-day window.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to play this week.
Right. Oh, no, I don't think so.
Especially if Murray's out. There's no reason to bring him back for that game.
No, I don't think he's ready yet.
How does that get broken down?
That's what I was going to say, is we haven't seen all three of them together, and by that I mean Rondell Moore. I guess Ertz is out of the equation.
We know in that offense, Hopkins is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Brown's going to be there. More, you know, that's just the way Cliff Kingsbury does stuff. You just plug that guy into that spot.
Oh, right, right, right. I mean, they know his role.
Right.
And it's a speed guy, but he had a really good year before Hopkins came back. I mean, to me, those two are starters. Moore's had a much better year than I realized.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's been really, really valuable.
Last 5 or 6 weeks, he's been a wide receiver.
He's been
two.
A PPR monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that hurts him a lot.
Yeah. I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
The Texans claimed Amari Rodgers.
I saw that. Yeah. And they picked up the running back 2 days ago.
You know who Amari Rodgers' father is?
T. Martin.
Former that? Steeler T. Martin.
I was a little shocked that Rodgers got cut. But he's a third-round pick.
Apparently he has an issue catching punts, and they were using him to catch punts. They continued to use him to catch punts, and he kept muffing them.
Okay.
And so they said, we're not going to do that anymore. The Lions have designated a wide receiver to return from injured reserve.
Williams.
And it's DJ Chark.
I didn't even realize he was on the list.
Yeah, I knew I'd fool you with that one.
Yeah. Is Williams even
you
gonna play
pepped
this
up
year?
There a little bit.
Yeah, I did. I'm just excited to see him. He was my favorite receiver in this draft. Did you happen to see the target share that St. Brown's getting?
Monroe St. Brown's a monster.
I mean, he might be as valuable as Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a 47% target share. Every ball goes to him. There's no Hawkinson.
Right.
Swift doesn't exist.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling with an illness did not practice on Wednesday. Juju Smith-Schuster remains in concussion protocol.
I'm thinking about starting Tony.
Mecole Hardman with the abdomen injury did not practice on Wednesday.
Tony now, passed the eyeball test in a big way.
Valdez-Scantling will definitely, it's an illness. He should be back.
I don't even care about him, though. I mean, he's different than the other ones. He's the outside, run deep routes and don't get many targets guy.
Does Andy Reid go completely off script, though, this week against the Chargers and just run the football?
Against that defense?
Against that defense with Pacheco?
Maybe.
Pacheco gets
Tony's going to be involved.
25 carries. And
it's possible. Possible. But, I mean, they're still going to have an effective passing game.
Yeah. Well, it might all be Kelsey.
Well, Kelsey's a monster, yeah.
I think Kelsey just lit them up the last time they played.
I'm sure. I mean, he'll get Derwin, but so what?
Yeah. David Njoku.
Yeah,
did not practice on Wednesday.
Okay. I don't think he's playing this week, but it's soon.
Yeah.
They could use him. I could use him.
Yeah. The Eagles activated tight end Tyree Jackson from the PUP list.
Okay. I don't know much about him.
He's a converted quarterback.
Oh, he went to Buffalo.
Yeah.
University of Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He's trying to be Logan Thomas. I mean, he's kind of a big athletic
He'll
guy.
Be the pass-catching tight end.
I guess.
I mean, do you like Jack Stoll or Grant Calcaterra?
I think Calcaterra is more of a receiver than blocker. Stoll is not. I mean, Stoll is just a hammerhead.
So,
I don't want any of them.
One of those guys is going to have a decent game. They'll have four catches for
two touchdowns. Yeah,
48 yards. He'll be the hot pickup next
week.
Right.
He'll get Calcaterra cut out.
That's right. And then he will do nothing.
Right. But, I mean, to our original point, if Smith, Brown, and Goddard are out, it's a bit of a window opening for somebody to catch
a ball. Somebody's going to catch a ball.
I don't know if Brown and Smith will miss time,
though. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Josh Allen with the elbow was limited in practice on Wednesday. I think that's going to be the rest of the season kind of thing.
I doubt he practices another Wednesday.
He now leads the league in interceptions.
Does he? I'm not surprised.
He's got 10.
And they've been costly ones, and they've been some dumb ones.
His last 26 games, he's thrown 25 interceptions.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew that. I didn't hear the numbers, but he's been two a game lately. If there's 6 feet of snow in Buffalo, or even four.
just four.
Are you
starting, if it's just three.
Are you starting Josh Allen over, Goff or Carr?
You have to because
I think you have to.
You know he's going to go. You know he's going to run for 70 yards in that kind of weather.
So no matter what, you're starting him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some crazy team out there has Fields that they drafted.
I mean, you're not going to bench Stephon Diggs. They're still going to find ways to get him the football.
I guess not. I mean, it's just such extreme weather.
Yeah, I hear.
It's kind of like that wind game against the Patriots.
We'll see. I mean, the blizzard is supposed to hit Thursday.
Okay.
and it's still going to – the blizzard warning is going to go through
– The weekend.
The weekend through Sunday. But the worst of it will be over.
That's good.
You know, they're not going to be –
hitting a kickoff.
Yeah, they're not – Yeah, hitting it's not like you're going to get 3 feet of snow during the game.
Okay. That's, so the field will be clear.
Yeah.
And, you know, or sort of.
Ty Montgomery out for the season for the Patriots.
Okay. I mean, I guess that helps. That does help Stevenson.
Yeah.
I mean, because Ty Montgomery was a pure receiving back.
Nyheim Hines. Sean McDermott said that Nyheim Hines will be worked in as he continues to grow. Here's the thing about the Bills. Mm. You know the last time the Bills had somebody rush for 900 yards?
O.J. Simpson. Thurman Thomas.
Shady McCoy in 2017. Oh, wow. 900, wow. Not even 1,000.
Not even 1,000. Wow. And for where they're at in the area of the country.
You would think they would have somebody who could run the football.
Yeah. Greg Cosell was just, he just kind of threw this out there. Just from watching their tape, he's like, James Cook's our best back. I don't know if that'll matter at all, but maybe next year.
Rookie running back, they don't trust him in pass protection.
Just trained Hines.
Yeah.
Know, I mean,
I don't know.
If you had a really deep roster, maybe I'd throw Cook on there. I'm sure he's on every league, but I loved him coming out of school.
Corey Davis did not practice on Wednesday. Hmm. He's missed the last three games. They're hopeful that he is back.
Okay.
He does have a pretty good rapport with Zach Wilson.
I mean, he's not bad.
Yeah.
The news I heard from the Jets, though, is they're going to put Elijah Moore as like a full-time slot guy.
Yeah.
Which would help him. I mean, he's on waiver wires now, but he's a good player, and he just frustrates me.
Our friend Jeremy Fowler reports that Taylor Heinicke is expected to remain the Commander starting quarterback, even though
that's the right
Wentz word. Wentz is ready to come back.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the team's been better with him. They just beat the Eagles.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the locker room.
And right.
If the team has gotten behind Heinicke, which I think they're 3-1 under Heinicke.
Mm-hmm.
You stick with him.
Just beat the Eagles.
Yeah. He's 12-4 or 8-4 as a starter.
Is he really?
8-4.
Wow. There's something to that.
Yeah. The Saints did sign David Johnson to the practice squad.
That's why Howard got cut, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's on the practice squad.
Okay. Maybe Howard didn't. Okay.
Christian Watson will continue to have a major part in the game plan going forward, according to Dan Graziano of ESPN.
Yeah, on Monday.
They did draft him in the second round. That's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Early second round. I mean, on Monday I thought, I'm not chasing a couple of touchdowns. But the more I looked at, you know, did more homework and route usage and targets, and there's nothing really in front of him.
Yeah. I just don't know if he's very good.
I don't either, but I would go pretty heavy into him. On waiver wire.
The Texans were the team that claimed Eno Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of teams that put in for Eno Benjamin to claim a claim on him, including the Chiefs. Because that's what Andy Reid needs, is another running back.
Another one.
That he won't use.
I think that was a personality conflict or something.
It
in
had to be something there. Yeah,
I think he was complaining about not. I think he had like zero touches. A sneaky guy to pick up, though, is Keontae Ingram.
Yeah.
He's one James Conner injury away from being the guy. I mean,
could that happen?
Right.
I don't know.
Could you figure out the path there? Right. I mean, not that he's going to light the world on fire, but if he's the man and all James needs to do is get injured, I'll bank on that.
Yeah. We've seen that story written a few times.
Right. It might be important come fantasy playoff time.
Might be a big deal. Yeah. I don't even know if he's any good, but.
I don't either. But if that's all I need to happen, I'll take that bet.
Do you play him and then have a bowl of farva beans?
He was okay in the preseason, though.
He was.
He's good enough, you know.
Yeah, good
Let's
enough.
Get volume.
That's what you're looking for.
That's all that matters.
Volume is everything. Volume is king.
Catch passes, be used in the right situation, touch the ball. I don't even care if you're good.
Yeah. Well, it helps if you're good.
It's better if you're good, but, you know.
Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country. Let S&T Bank serve you with S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC. See.